from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, that firefight continues across California as several wildfires continue to grow. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. More families are on the move as a new fast-burning fire is growing in California. The Arrow Fire, burning in Calaveras County between Stockton and Yosemite National Park, it broke out near Copperopolis yesterday. People living in the area have been forced to evacuate. Right now, more than 300 firefighters are on the scene. At least three structures have been destroyed, burning 5,000 acres with only 20% containment. Further up north in Colusa County, fire crews are battling a 10,000-acre fire. Look at that plume. It's located just northeast of Clear Lake. People have been forced to evacuate their homes. Fire crews are tackling the flames by air and ground. Right now, zero containment. Back here in the Bay Area, fire crews making some progress on the fire burning in Sonoma County. The Point Fire has burned 1,200 acres, destroying at least two homes. The fire now 40% contained. And here's a live look at the current evacuations for that Point Fire. The area in red is where the evacuation orders are happening. The yellow are evacuation warnings. And people under evacuation warnings are watching this fire very closely. That includes the co-owner of Aldina Vineyards. He tells us he's no stranger to the impacts of wildfires.
I think it was definitely pretty traumatic in the sense that, unfortunately, we were fire victims in 2017, where my family lost their home of over 20 years in the Tubbs Fire. So for us, I mean, it's definitely a traumatic experience whenever we have that smell in the air of the fire.
And we do remember back in 2017, 87,000 acres burned in the complex fire in Sonoma County. And right now, the Post Fire is the largest fire burning in the state. It has scorched more than 15,000 acres in Los Angeles and Ventura counties with 24% containment. Firefighters say they expect these flames to move south due to the strong winds coming from the north. They're trying to use aircraft to halt its progress, but they're facing challenges due to limited visibility from all that heavy smoke. And as we enter the fire season, the Bay Area Quality Management District has launched a new notification service. You can sign up to get text or email alerts of air quality impacts from smoke and pollutants. You can sign up for notifications on their website at baaqmd.org. Stay up to date with everything related to the Point Fire up in Sonoma County and the other fires burning all across our state on our website at kpix.com and the free CBS News app. Okay, let's take a live look outside across the Bay Area. A little quad box right there to give you a taste of what's happening around our area. Let's check in with the forecast with meteorologist Jessica Birch.
All throughout the Bay Area today, we're keeping a close eye on fire weather conditions, of course, with low relative humidity and some gusty conditions moving in from offshore, though. And those offshore winds will actually help clear up some of that poor air quality we had earlier this morning. We're expecting daytime highs today to top off in the 80s off into the East Bay, 70s and 80s up in the North Bay, with 60s near San Francisco, 50s near Half Moon Bay. We make our way down south along 101 from Redwood City into San Jose, 70s turning into 80s the more closer we get to the Santa Clara Valley. But hey, speaking of 80s, we're not going to hold on tight to them for too much longer, or at least for tomorrow. We're cooling down fast from the upper 80s to the upper 70s just within one day with plenty of sunshine tomorrow. The first day of summer right around the corner for Thursday. We're topping off at 82 degrees, and then we warm up fast for the first few days of summer into the 90s in our inland areas for Friday and Saturday. So keep that in mind if you're planning on heading out to any of the local fairs or just doing any outdoor activities in general. Now that June gloom is going to still hold on tight to us for a little bit longer along the bay. We're flirting back and forth with the 60s and 70s for our daytime highs there. So just a little bit cooler and definitely nice into those afternoon hours.
Well, public health officials raising the alarm about a disease outbreak in San Jose's homeless encampments. They say there have been 3 confirmed cases and 23 suspected cases of Shigella.
Shigella is an extremely infectious disease. It only takes a little bit of the organism to be able to cause disease, so it's easily spread. And certainly in areas where there is not as good access to sanitation, clean restrooms and hygiene, hand washing, it can lead to more spread of disease.
And public health officials say the risk to the general public is low. The CDC says most cases can be treated with antibiotics. Governor Gavin Newsom just announced new numbers claiming efforts to curb retail crime are working. So far this year, he says officers have made 636 arrests and recovered more than 216,000 goods. value at nearly $5.7 million. That's a 525 increase in recovered items when compared to last year. Now to the other stories. We're falling all across the Bay Area. An arrest has been made in a string of fires at UC Berkeley in the firebombing of a campus police vehicle. On the first of the month, we reported this vehicle, police vehicle, being lit on fire. CAL FIRE says 34-year-old Casey Goonan of Oakland is suspected of carrying out the firebombing and three other arson attacks on campus. He's being held in jail on a $1 million bond. On Valencia Street in San Francisco, a new bike lane plan could be approved today. The SFMTA now offering two solutions after numerous complaints. One would keep parklets curbside and would have cyclists maneuver around them. The other would have bike lanes run between parklets and curbs, like on Oakland's Telegraph Avenue. A vote is expected this afternoon. Today, community leaders are urging Oakland to expand funding for some crucial services. That includes programs to clean up illegal dumping and violence prevention programs like the Oakland ceasefire. Supporters say that cutting these services will harm the quality of life in impacted communities.